Welcome back to the Seth Eves Sports Podcast on Audio Boom, talking NASCAR with Matthew Owens in for Matt Nelson this week. Matthew, it's an off weekend for the Cup Series, but before we preview the Xfinity and truck races at Iowa, we have a question. It comes from a good friend of mine who also hosts a pretty good racing podcast, Andrew Sherwin, at Pregame ENG. He has a question regarding next week's race at Sonoma, Matthew. He said last year was the first repeat winner in 7 years at Sonoma in terms of the road course. Will we see a new Sonoma winner or a repeat winner this year?
Well, it's a good question because, of course, the people that have won at Sonoma are very good and very capable of winning again. Kyle Busch last year, Kurt Busch has won there. Kevin Harvick has never won there, which is a little surprising. He is a former winner at Watkins Glen, so he knows how to road race very well. But giving in, I think the answer to that question is going to be yes, because Joey Logano hasn't won there, neither has A.J. Allmendinger, neither has Brad Keselowski, and if I'm going on favorites, those three would be at the top of my list. So I say the answer to that is going to be yes.
All right, so yes indeed. All right, now, no Cup racing, but you got to love this kind of weekend because the Xfinity and Truck Series, they're not taking no time off. They're going to race in Iowa this weekend. And Friday night, and we'll start with the Friday night's Speediatrics 200. Not Pediatrics, Speediatrics. We'll look into that a little bit later on. Matt Crafton, of course, has the most points out of anybody. And when you look at the Truck Series at Iowa, Erik Jones has won the last two races here, but he won't be here. The last three race winners at Iowa will not be here. Timothy Peters has a win here, so two wins here. Matt Crafton also has a win here. What do you expect this weekend, and who would you say is the favorite for Iowa?
Well, something that I really hope happens is that Rico Abreu carries this momentum that he has from Texas over to Iowa, and both you and I know that momentum for a race car driver is something special. We've seen it before with Tony Stewart, be it winning five races in the chase, be it Kyle Busch last year. Race car drivers are a special breed, and when they are in some kind of a slump and they finally start getting it together, then they start clicking off good finishes like crazy. So hopefully that will be the case with Rico Abreu after having that stellar run at Texas. But I tell you what, if you're asking me to pick a winner, which I believe you are, there's someone that's on the entry list is Daniel Suarez. He's also got some momentum. He's finally won an Xfinity race. Still haven't won a truck race yet. I'm going to pick Daniel this weekend in Iowa.
Okay, Daniel Suarez. Okay, well, I'm going to pick a Daniel as well, but I'm going to go for another first-time winner, Matthew. I'm going to go with Daniel Hemric to get his first career Truck Series win at the Iowa Speedway this weekend. What do you think about that?
Oh, I like that pick. It's a very good pick. He's been knocking on the door as well. And don't forget about Ryan Truex as well, another first-time winner if he can do it. He's in this race this weekend. We still don't quite know what Ryan Truex and that team's going to do the rest of the season. A win would really help out some sponsorship issues.
No doubt about it. It's a shame we did not get to see him at Texas after that stellar start to the season that he had. Well, as on Saturday night, I said Friday night, it's Saturday night, the Truck Series at Iowa. Sunday afternoon, Father's Day, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and Matthew, this is where I'm going to take some little bit of professionalism out of the way and just complain, because in the absolute heck is Brad Keselowski on the entry list for this race?
Well, if you weren't going to mention it, I certainly was. In a nice way to put it, it really ticks me off. One, because very easily Ryan Blaney could have been put in that car. Very easily Sam Hornish Jr. could have been put in that car because he's had prior relations with Penske. Very easily Brad Keselowski could have stayed at his home in Michigan or Charlotte or wherever and just said, hey, let's watch a good race at Iowa between Xfinity regulars and no Cup regulars. But instead, he has decided to rain on everyone's parade. And I know the 22 team has not been as strong as normal this season, but it's hard for me to imagine Brad Keselowski being the only Cup regular in this race at Iowa, a place where he's won before, and not winning, and not dominating for that matter. Hopefully I'm wrong, because I love these standalone races. I love seeing races like we seen last year when Chris Buescher won, Ryan Blaney won the other one. It really does tick me off that Brad Keselowski has entered this race.
Me too. I mean, you couldn't get one of your talented truck drivers, Tyler Reddick or Daniel Hamrick, to drive the car either. That could have been a possibility, but no, bad Brad, bad bully Brad decides to ruin the fun for everybody, as he kind of always wants to do. Five Iowa races, three wins. But you know what? I think someone is going to spoil that party. I'm going to go with someone who's won at Iowa before and has won a race this season. I'm going to go with the one car. Elliott Sadler will surprise and win on Sunday at Iowa.
Well, in that spirit, I'm not going to pick Brad Keselowski because, one, that's the easy pick, and two, I don't want to see him win. I just don't, for all the reasons I just mentioned. I'm going to go with another first-time winner, not in the series, but this season. I am really confident with this pick here, the guy in the 7 car, Justin Allgaier. I think he ran well at Richmond, which is a track very similar to Iowa. Like I said, there's only one Cup regular, as we know. So maybe if something happens at a late pit stop to Keselowski's crew, or maybe an engine lets go, who knows? I think Allgaier would be the first one to pounce on that opportunity to possibly dethrone Keselowski at Iowa.
It's a good pick. I think I like that pick a whole lot. And by the way, we will see Alex Bowman in that race as well, again, in the 88 car, as we mentioned. But I think the field can take solace in one fact, and you mentioned it, Matthew. The 22 car hasn't exactly been the class of the Xfinity Series as it has been in recent years. But regardless of whether Keselowski should be in the race or not, which he definitely shouldn't, we're going to have some fun this weekend at Iowa. Matthew, my man, it was great having you on as a fill-in. If anything ever happens with Mr. Nelson, you're more than welcome to come back again. Take care of yourself and enjoy the racing this weekend in the heartland of America.
Well, thank you for having me again. And just before I go, I did want to point out that Claire and Paige Decker, both in the Xfinity race, the sisters, are in the Xfinity race. I will watch out for them. Hopefully they have a great run. And again, thank you for having me on. Enjoyed it. And hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.
All right, you got it, my man. Matthew Owens filling in for Matt Nelson this week on the Seth East Sports Podcast.